Now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, what's this about home lasers and how good are they? Do they have any risks? Can I use one at home? I just saw today, you know, I've got this fungus on a couple of my toes. I saw today that the laser kills them. Should I buy a home laser and treat my own fungus?
Well, first, Mike, stay away from me with that fungus. Yeah, stay on that side of the studio. I know you're several hundred miles away, and I'm glad about that, hearing about the fungus. But anyway, seriously, should you buy a laser? Well, you know, I'm not sure about those fungal lasers. I don't think there's one for home use. But a couple years ago, there was a laser that was approved for home use for wrinkles, Mike. And it costs about $500. You can buy it on QVC. You can buy it on a whole bunch of different websites. And the real question is, does it work? Does it work? So I looked into this. The company has compelling data. The company's called Palomar. But there's a lot of voices on the internet that are unhappy with the results. And I would think they would be unhappy because if you really look at this laser, it's a powered down version of one of the lightest laser that doctors use. So what does that mean? That means that the wavelength of a particular laser, there's all sorts of different wavelengths, and for those of you who don't know physics out there, wavelengths are like colors. So different wavelengths are like different colors, and they hit different structures differently. So the whole thing about lasers is when you aim a laser at the skin, it imparts its energy into the skin. And that means it heats it up and it knocks something off. It either knocks off brown pigment or it knocks off water or something like that. So depending on just what we're trying to destroy, whether it's pigment or red or wrinkles, the laser is set at a different color or wavelength, we might say. Okay, so in a doctor's office, Mike, we've known for many, many decades now, about two decades, that lasers do a great job. They do a great job of getting rid of wrinkles. They do a great job of getting rid of brown spots and red spots. And there's a whole variety of different uses for lasers. The one you talked about can actually kill virus and, fungus rather, and it can kill toenail fungus. So now I don't deal with that particular type of laser. But I deal with
that's a YAG laser. Isn't that a common one?
Sure. Yes. Yes, it is. And we use YAG lasers for brown and red pigment. But for wrinkles, we use a different type of a laser. It's either a CO2 laser. Those are the high-powered ones that were originally designed to take paint off of ships. So they're so strong they can actually peel paint off. And they can certainly peel off and vaporize skin. And when your body feels the energy of the laser, it responds just the way it did 100,000 years ago, way before lasers were ever invented. It shrinks the skin and it lays down new collagen. You know, the cosmetic guys like me call that collagen or skin, but the wound guys call it scar because it really is scar. But anyway, so we shrink the skin and we lay down new collagen, and those are good things. Now, in the problem with the CO2 laser is it's too good. It causes a big wound, it causes 2 weeks of downtime, and it causes a lot of decreased pigmentation of the skin. So about 10 years ago, they started cranking down the energy of these lasers and changing the physics of the laser to see just how low they could go and still get effects. And it really does turn out, Mike, that the lower we go, the less the effect. Conversely, the higher the energy we go, the better the effect. So now, let's talk about what you can use in your home. A couple years ago, they introduced this home version of the laser. It's half of the energy level of the lowest laser that's used in doctor's offices.
Wait. Now, let me get this. It's a CO2 laser.
Nope, it's called an erbium. Well, it's technically an erbium laser, I believe.
An erbium. Yep. And so you don't need CO2 to have a CO2 source at home.
Nope. There's no source.
And it has about half the power of the one that's sold to doctors.
That's correct. So it is, around the wavelength is called 1410, and we use one of those in the office. That's the same wavelength. We use it at about 20 millijoules. That's the energy level. And actually, the home version, Mike, I misspoke. I said half. It's about three quarters, so it's 15 millijoules. So it's cranked down. The truth is, Mike, if you talk to doctors and if you talk to patients who have had that low-level laser in doctors' offices, they are underwhelmed. They're underwhelmed. Even when we step up to five times that energy, Mike, it's still not particularly a great result. So a lot of us have really gotten to the point where these low-level lasers, while they're compelling because there's a shorter recovery, less risks, they don't do too much. So, and that's in the doctor's office. That's in the doctor's office. So what happens?
What do you mean they don't do too much?
Well, they don't. They don't get rid of wrinkles. Let's put it that way. You know, they get rid of some wrinkles, like in the mid cheek. Those are kind of easy wrinkles to get rid of. But the crow's feet are very difficult wrinkles to get rid of, and wrinkles around the lips, very difficult. And most of us have been pretty disappointed in even the lasers that have cranked down energy in doctor's office. So now we fast forward to these home lasers. What do you think we're going to get? If we're not really thrilled in the office for $500, what are we going to get? Not such a good result, and that's the buzz out there. So
is it effective? The answer would be maybe not.
Maybe not. Now, so what the company has done now, and this is a scoop by our friends at Allure Magazine. They got the first scoop on this. Joan Crone, who's actually going to be on my other show next week. She found out that this company is now going to be selling a new home laser, but it's different. It's different. Now this is a laser that has more energy. It's three times the price. It's about $1,500, still for home use, but you have to buy it from your doctor. The doctor sets the puts the settings into the laser, and then you go home and use it. It's getting real confusing out there, Mike, because, you know, why on earth would anyone want to do this?
So you buy it from your physician.
Right.
Who, instead of treating you himself or herself, sells you a laser, and what responsibility does he have and if you have a side effect?
He's got the full responsibility, and that's why I think a doctor would have to be, I use some real nice words, out of his mind to do this. I think it's crazy. To prescribe a laser for someone, if there's an eye injury, doctor's on the hook. If there's scarring, doctor's on the hook. And what they've done, they've tried to put some fail-safes into this laser. By the way, it's not FDA approved yet. They're trying to get FDA approval on this new one. So we're giving people the scoop on this thing. The fail-safes are that the laser turns off after a couple months, that you have to go back to the doctor and get it recharged for an additional fee. Yeah, about $500 for the recharge. You know, I looked at this one and I said, this is just crazy. First of all, I'm not sure it's going to work. And if it did work, and this is the great paradox in home lasers, if they really do work, they're too dangerous for you to use at home. So they have to power them down, make them not really work, and then what's the benefit? So I just don't see it here, Mike. People have made the analogy to prescription drugs. You can use over-the-counter or prescription drugs, but I don't buy that. I don't think that's a good analogy because prescription drugs are very heavily controlled, and there's really only one way you can do it. You take what you're told. With this particular laser, there's all sorts of ways to injure yourself. So my advice, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, if you have the wrinkles, what can you do to get rid of them in your doctor's office? And that's an email from someone who said, I was contemplating buying one of these lasers. Now what do I do? Do I get them lasered at my physician's office? And before you answer that, we'll have to say we'll come back and take that question from the listener. By the way, if you want to send us a listener, it is feel free to email us at youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, and we'll ask Arthur other questions.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.